KSXARN, News West. We are a community organisation and we've been serving up the best amateur radio news in Australia since 1931. Hi there, it's Clinton, VK6FCRC, and welcome to News West for the 14th of July, 2024. Now on with the show.
Hello from Danos, VK6AKR for the WAVHF Group Incorporated. A sincere thank you to those of you who were able to participate in last week's impromptu VHF and above session on the Saturday afternoon. The response in favour of the event on air, through emails and in face-to-face conversations is gratifying. How can we build upon the success of this on-air activity? Next Saturday, the 20th, is another scheduled club activity day, but once again, the cottage is unavailable, so we need to invent something in its place. Should we concentrate on HF the next time? Or continue with VHF and above, but this time everyone tries to go portable, making it more field day-like? Please exchange thoughts on WA Hams, and let's see what can be achieved. Would another club like to coordinate next week's adventure? During the week, a couple of SSTV sessions on the 2-metre band proved our ability to exchange images. Thanks to Alastair, VK6ATX, Dave, VK6KV, and Randall, VK6WR, for giving this a try. Thanks to Bob, VK6POP, for giving a very useful heads-up on the EasyPal software and a good reminder of the SSTV activity taking place regularly on 40 metres here in Perth. One of the items discovered in Wally, VK6KZ, Silent Key Man Cave, is an ATV transmitter for the 70cm band. It has been built from an early mini-kits project, and when we have access again to the cottage for a genuine activity day, we'll see if its magic smoke has been released or not. Finally, two reminders. NCRG is hosting their Hamfest in late August and raffle tickets are on sale. Perth Tech comes up in late September, so there is plenty on the amateur calendar in the next little while. Thanks for listening and really hope to hear you on air next Saturday. 73, Dennis, VK6AKR for the WA VHF Group.
There's not too many weeks to go until the NCRG Hamfest is on again. That means it's time to stock up on tickets in the NCRG Hamfest raffle. This year, the raffle will have four prizes. A $2,000 voucher for Andrews Communications for you to buy whatever you want. A Yaesu FTM300 50-watt mobile. A Yaesu FT70DR handheld. And if Yaesu isn't your brand, there's a $100 voucher from Horizon Antennas. Tickets are on sale now, ending at 12 noon on the 25th of August at the NCRG Hamfest. Tickets are $5 per entry and are available for sale across New South Wales, Queensland, South Australia, Tasmania, Victoria, and of course, Western Australia. Full raffle and prize details are available via the raffle link URL on the website at ncrg.org.au. Don't forget to come and join the club and our guest sellers on August 25th at the Cyril Jackson Rec Centre at the end of Fisher Street in Bassendean. A big shout out to the NCRG Hamfest Committee who are working really hard to bring you a bumper event. I'm Glyn, Victor Kilo 6, Papa Alpha Whiskey, for the Northern Corridor Radio Group, 7-3.
There are some contests coming up soon that I'd encourage everyone to have a go at, whether you're a hardened contester or a rank amateur, and there were no puns included there. Next weekend is the Trans-Tasman Low Bands Contest, and as its name suggests, it's an Aussie-Kiwi contest, and it's on the low bands, 160, 80 and 40 metres, so there should be enough action to keep you interested. The next Aussie contest is the Remembrance Day contest on the weekend 17th and 18th of August. The RD contest was put into place to honour those amateurs who perished in wars, and I'm certain we also honour those who were adversely affected at all. Back to the contest, it's known as the Friendly Contest. Yes, we stop and say hi, good to hear you on air again and things like that, thanks for the numbers, etc. It's only a month away, so it's time to make some decisions and preparation for this contest. To help you decide whether or not you'll do the contest, Just remember that although it's a 24-hour contest, you don't have to operate for the full 24 hours unless you really want to. You can operate in bits or periods during that 24-hour period. Also on that weekend is the International Lighthouse and Lightships Weekend, which isn't a contest. However, if you hear an Aussie or Kiwi station calling CQ for the Lighthouse and Lightships Weekend, respond to them and they'll give you an exchange for the RD and put you in their log as a contact. In fact, they may well be keeping an RD log at the same time. It'd be good to hear from people or groups who will be doing the RD contest or the International Lighthouse and Lightships Weekend. How about it? Let us know. newswest@vk6.net.
If you happen to listen to the right part of the 80 metre band on a Tuesday evening, you might hear something that sounds like this. The CQ QRS net has been running every single Tuesday for the last 2 years and has been unbelievably popular. There are usually half a dozen, and a couple of times up to 18 stations, popping in and out when they can over the 4 or 5 hours. The aim is to encourage new CW operators to have a go at slow CW in a safe and really friendly environment, where slow speed and lots of mistakes are par for the course. It's all about having a go, starting with a basic call sign and RST exchange, then over time getting better and better. The net also attracts its fair share of old-timers who enjoy helping others to have a go or just to enjoy the banter. So this might be just the opportunity you've been waiting for to have a go at transmitting on CW, or perhaps just to stop the contacts rusting up on your key. Doesn't matter whether you're brand new to the code or if you're an old-timer who would like to have a bit of fun and help encourage new operators by having simple, safe QSOs at their speed, we'd love to have you join in. The net starts at 0900 Zulu every Tuesday on 80 metres between 3540 and 3570 kHz, and there's stations in the west, east and in between listening out for your CQ QRS call. For more information and to receive our weekly CQ QRS RagChew newsletter, contact me, Mark, VK6QI, via my email address on qrz.com, or you can email me direct, mark.bosma@icloud.com. That is mark.bosma@icloud.com. Too much switch mode power supply hash on 80 metres? This might be the incentive to do something about it. With a cheap noise canceller costing less than $100, 80 metres could be easier than you think. So once again, Tuesdays from 0900 Zulu until late, between 3540 kHz and 3570 kHz. Cheers from Mark, VK2KI and VK6QI.
WAG News for the 14th of July. The technical and general net will be happening at 10:30 local this morning after the news on 146.750 VK6RLM, also known as Channel 3. Unless you're listening in the evening, then you've missed it till next week. The next meeting of WAG will be on the first Monday of August. That's August 5th, and will be held at the First Midland Scout Hall, number 10, Helen Street in Bellevue. Come along, come one, come all. 7 p.m. for a 7:30 p.m. start. Tea, coffee and refreshments available for gold coin donation. There is always plenty of time for social catch-up, both before and after the meeting. The WAG website can be found at www.warg.org.au. That's WAG.org.au. And we have a Facebook group. Search on Facebook for West Australian Repeater Group. We hope to see you at the meeting in 2 weeks' time and hear you on the weekly Technical and General Net after this morning's news. This is VK6RRG and you are listening to VK6ARN's News West.
This is News West, your amateur radio news on VK6ARN, originating on the News West Linked Repeater Network and HF Relays.
On Friday, RASA, the Radio Amateur Society of Australia, released an information bulletin, QTC Lite. The main item, which is of interest to all clubs, so club committee members listen up. The main item, which is of interest to all clubs, so club committee members listen up. The main item concerns the Australian Tax Office's recent announcement that all incorporated associations that have an active ABN, which stands for Australian Business Number, must lodge a not-for-profit self-review return to assess income tax exemption. Lodgements are required to be made from the 2023-24 income year onward. So for a lot of us, that's sort of now. A RASA team member contacted the Australian Tax Office to seek clarification, and a summary of the advice given is in the bulletin along with some relevant links to follow. And I must emphasise here that nobody at RASA is a financial advisor or a taxation advisor. We're merely reporting on what we've been told by the tax office. Now, that's all I'm going to say on this at this point, except to advise clubs to read the bulletin, look at the Australian Tax Office website, and there are links in the bulletin, and do what is necessary to keep your club in line with taxation law. And I'd like to hear from a club that has completed the process. Was it harsh? Was it easy? Was it a walk in the park? I'd like to know. RASA's foundation level study guide is aimed at those wishing to begin their amateur radio career at entry level. The study guide is based on all of the learning outcomes of the Australian Foundation Licence syllabus. Differently to printed books, the Foundation Study Guide has live links. Whether you view it as a PDF file or in its online magazine format, the study guide has live links to supporting information and purpose-made instructional videos. The Foundation Level Study Guide is proving to be popular, with downloads of the PDF version passing 500 last weekend and is still steadily climbing. Visit the RASA website to download this and other free resources from RASA. The website is vkradioamateurs.org. That's vkradioamateurs.org. And while you're on the website, please consider joining up or donating to RASA. We're only asking $10 or more if you can spare it. Your contribution will be well spent. RASA operates efficiently and we pay for the services that we use, and we cost way less in a year than it costs to own and run the average family car. When you think about how much RASA offers free to all amateurs, we do pretty well. Your support would be appreciated so we can do more for amateur radio. RASA's website is vkradioamateurs.org. I'm Bob VK6PRP, and I'm the Vice President of RASA.
For Sunday, the 14th of July, this is Wison News. Monday evening this past week saw a meeting for Wison WA. Wison WA has seen returning members, new members, and some latent new interest in the group. The meeting saw a quorum and a full committee, less one open general committee position, was elected. So we have a chair and vice, secretary and treasurer, as well as one general committee member. This sets us up for remaining good with the department and keeps our incorporation intact. Some decisions were taken at the meeting and will begin to be implemented in the forthcoming month or so. There is, I am sure now, a little bit of a learning curve for each of the new committee members, myself included. Also at the meeting, Christine, VK6 Zulu Lima Zulu, offered the post office box, P.O. Box number 425, Cannington, WA 6987. For use by Wison WA. So if you want to contact Wison in WA or WAG in WA, P.O. Box 425 Cannington, WA 6987. The News West broadcast will continue to be one of our points of contact, and more Wison news will be forthcoming as we rebuild in WA moving forward. Thank you to all who came to the special general meeting and to those who have stepped forward to fulfil committee positions this year. At the meeting, it was decided that Wison WA will combine the 80-metre and 2-metre nets, that members with 80 metres will listen concurrently at 20 hours each Wednesday night at the same time as the 2-metre net will now be taking place on VK6 RLM 146.750 and linked repeaters. So from now, the Wednesday night nets will both be at 8 p.m. local, 3.599 plus or minus, and VK6 RLM and links. Listen for more news from Weissen in coming weeks and months. For VK6 Whiskey India Echo, this is Mark, VK6 X-ray Lima Zulu.
This is News West, your amateur radio news on VK6 ARN, originating on the News West Linked Repeater Network and HF Relays.
Foundations of Amateur Radio. Australia has a long relationship with call signs. Over time, the regulator, today the ACMA, the Australian Communications and Media Authority, has seen fit to introduce different types of call signs and restrictions associated with those call signs. The change that made the most waves most recently was the introduction of the so-called F-call. It's a call sign that looks like mine, Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot, Lima Alpha Bravo. It has a VK prefix for Australia, the number 6 indicating my state, Western Australia, then the letter F, Foxtrot, followed by a suffix of 3 letters. This type of call sign was introduced in 2005. To this day, there are plenty of amateurs on air who don't believe that this is a real call sign, to the point where some refuse to make contact, or worse, make inflammatory statements about getting a real call sign. And that's just the letters, let alone those who think that the call sign denotes a lack of skill or knowledge, demanding that the amateur upgrade their license to a real one. At the time of introduction, the apparent intent was to indicate that the holder was licensed as a foundation or beginner. In 2020, this was changed, and existing F-call holders were able to apply for a new call sign if they desired. Some did, many did not. Currently, there are 1,385 F-calls active and there are 3,748 Foundation Class call signs in the registry. After this change, you might think that all call signs in Australia are now either 2 or 3-letter suffixes, as in Victor Kilo 6 Alpha Alpha or Victor Kilo 6 Alpha Alpha Alpha. Actually, the F-call continues to exist and there are now also 2x1 calls, Victor Kilo 6 Alpha, intended for contesters. A popular idea is that the F-call is for Foundation License Class amateurs only. There are currently 10 standard and 16 advanced license class holders with an F-call. There are also 2 special event call signs that sport an F-call. With the addition of contest call signs, new prefixes, Victor Juliet and Victor Lima, were introduced, which brought with it the notion that you could use those new prefixes for your call sign. Currently, only contest call signs are allocated with Victor Juliet and Victor Lima prefixes. An often repeated idea is that we're running out of call signs. Well, there are 1,434,160 possible call signs if we count each prefix, each state, single, double, triple, and F calls across all prefixes. As it happens, there are at present 15,859 assigned and 53 pending call signs. If not all, then surely we're running out of real call signs. Nope. If we look at the VK prefix alone, less than 10% of available call signs have been allocated. Okay, we're running out of contest call signs. Nope. There are 1,040 possible contest call signs and only 188 allocated. Another popular notion is that we've run out of 2-letter call signs, that is, the suffix has only 2 letters. Again, no. There are 3,553 allocated out of 6,760. Less than 53% has been assigned. Surely, some states appear to have run out of 2-letter call signs. Well, maybe. Theoretically, each state has 676 2-letter call signs, but none have all of those allocated. For example, VK3 with 675 allocated 2-letter suffixes is missing a Victor Kilo 3 November Golf for no discernible reason. More on the missing one shortly. It's impossible to use the current register to determine how many amateurs hold more than one 2-letter call sign. Another notion is that you can have a special event call sign as long as it starts with Victor India. As it happens, there are currently special event call signs registered with Victor India, a Victor Kilo, and Alpha X-ray prefixes. Just over half of them have any online activity to promote the call sign for their event. You might think that a call sign can only be assigned or available. According to the register, a call sign can be pending. It can also be reserved, more on that in a moment, and it cannot be in the list at all. Missing, if you like. Take, for example, Juliet November Whiskey. It's assigned in VK2. It's available in all other states, except VK3, where it simply doesn't exist. This oddity doesn't restrict itself to VK3. Take X-ray Charlie Alpha, available in all states except VK4. Tango Lima Charlie doesn't exist in VK2. Many more examples to go around. And that's not looking at exclusions due to swear words and reserved words like PAN, but SOS is an assigned call sign. Combinations that you think might be unavailable, like QST, are fine, except in VK2, where it doesn't exist. It's thought that reservations are only for repeaters. Nope. Suffixes with golf followed by a letter are reserved for the girl guides. Those that start with Sierra followed by two letters are reserved for scouts. Those starting with Whiskey India are for the Wireless Institute of Australia, and those with India Yankee are for the International Year of Something. Interestingly, there is no reference to repeaters or beacons at all in the callsign register, since they fall under the old license regime, rather than the new amateur class. And you thought the system was getting simpler and cheaper to run. You might think that every state has the same number of callsigns. Ignoring F-calls, VK5 has the most callsigns available, and VK3 the least. No doubt this is due to the callsigns that are missing from the register. This likely leaves you with plenty more questions, but next time someone asserts something about callsigns, perhaps it's time to have a think before you spout. Note that this information is based on the ACMA callsign register as I found it on the 29th of June 2024. This started as an exploration of just how many different amateur calls were registered. At the time, there were 3,748 Foundation class, 2,079 Standard class, and 9,946 Advanced class call signs assigned or pending. Without knowing how many call signs each amateur has been assigned, it's impossible to know just how many amateurs those 15,773 call signs represent. Perhaps it's time for the regulator to start publishing some data on our community, rather than relying on the likes of me to download 1,774 pages of data and 2 days analysing it. I can tell you that I have been assigned 2 call signs. One for day-to-day use and one I use for digital modes and contests, given that Whisper doesn't play nice with VK6 FLAB, and I really have no desire to give up my call. Before I go, every VK callsign also has an Alpha X-ray equivalent on 3 days every year, 26 January, 25 April, and 17 May, and as I said, you can apply for a special event call sign with an Alpha X-ray prefix. I'm Ono, Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima Alpha Bravo.
This is News West, your amateur radio news on VK6 ARN, originating on the News West Linked Repeater Network and HF Relays.
Good morning, listeners. Roy, VK6 X-ray Victor, with this week's helpline for the 14th of July 2024. Not much difference from last week, in fact, identical. We're looking for Wanda Yaesu microphone YM40 or compatible, or a 600 ohm insert for repair of same. Contact Mac 0417 977 765. That's VK6 Mic 0417 977 765 for a microphone type Yankee Mic 40 or compatible Yankee Mic 36 or a 600 ohm insert to repair. Next, I haven't heard from Clinton VK6 Fox Charlie Romeo Charlie whether the shack clean out has completed. He did have a CB Jason Foster's radio 351, helping her LE with that radio. She also has a Marla Hit DSP SDR with waterfall display for sale for $180. There's also a Lexan Victor 898 amateur transceiver. Unsure of the price on that one. Please contact Clinton, VK6 Fox Charlie Rodeo Charlie, at his email address, which is VK6 Fox Charlie Rodeo Charlie at gmail.com. That's all I have. A third time lucky for those items. And if you have any items for next week, don't forget the Northern Corridor Ham Fest is coming up. You could get up there and sell some second-hand pre-loved equipment of your own. That's the Northern Corridor Radio Group in August coming up. Not far away now. This is VK6 X-Ray Victor 73. If you want any item for next week, please contact me. VK6 X-Ray Victor at bigpond.com is the address. VK6 X-Ray Victor at bigpond.com.
Hi folks, it's about time we reminded you about making contributions to NewsWest. So here are some dot points to help you make a good contribution to NewsWest. I'm not sure how you'll see the dot points in an audio broadcast, but here we go. Firstly, your recording needs to be the best quality you can make. If you're using a configurable app like Audacity, check that the sample rate is 44/100 Hz and the sample format is 32-bit float. It doesn't matter if you don't understand these, just make sure that that's what they are. They are usually the default settings. Your recording should also be in mono. We haven't mastered stereo broadcasts on amateur radio yet, so glorious mono is the go. But if you send stereo, we'll just glue the tracks together to make glorious mono. The last setting to use is the audio file that you send us. We want your file to be MP3 mono 256 kilobit quality constant rate. A few other hints. Try to have no background noise. Choose a room that doesn't echo. Bedrooms are good. Often they've got carpet and beds and curtains and things to reduce reverberation. Use your dynamic range to create good audio, but don't overdrive it. It's a bit like being on air, isn't it? I can see some brows wrinkling. If you don't use a configurable application for recording sound, just use the best quality available on the device. Even phones can do a decent job. We do, however, recommend Audacity because it's free and works on Apple, Windows, and Linux devices. And lastly, your message needs to be succinct, concise, perhaps even terse. You'll lose your audience if you go on for too long. An item of good length is 200 to 300 words, 400 if you need more time. Items that are too long may fall onto the cutting room floor or not be used at all. I'm Bob VK6POP.
Hi there, it's Clinton VK6FCRC back with you. And did you know that NewsWest is now on YouTube? Type in youtube.com/@NewsWest Weekly Podcast -Kilo Zulu 7 Yankee Charlie. Oh, and before I go, I'd like to thank those watching on YouTube or ATV, the readers, and you for listening. I'd also like to thank our team, the broadcasters, and those submitting content each week. Please stand by now for callbacks after the broadcast, or head over to the VK6.net website and fill out the form so we know how many people are listening each week.